しゃ、猿を張り付けにしようぜ。
JapanesePod101.com。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Sights and Sounds, Lesson 2. Shiny Happy Idols.
Shiny Happy Idols?
You know the song. Shiny Happy People. Anyway, Naomi Sensei.
はい。
この写真どう思いますか？
これはどこですか？ Where is it? 原宿？
I think in Harajuku. But more than where it is,、what is this?
I think they're pictures.
Yeah, but it's kind of unusual. I've never seen a store just dedicated to pictures.
You know what? To be honest, I've never been to this kind of store.
Naomi-sensei.
Sumimasen.
Now, first, there's a lot of interesting things about this picture. Mm-hmm. Now, you say that like it's something to be kind of embarrassed about or it seems unnatural. Why would you have this mindset?
When people are in their teens, they often go to this kind of stores.
Okay, first, what kind of store is this?
This store sells pictures of famous people, such as actors, actresses, and singers.
Not just pictures, but a special kind of picture.
Yeah.
Now, what is the Japanese name for this?
Bromide. Is it English?
You know, before we looked into this topic, and I've been here for 8 years. I've been here a while. I never even knew about this. But in English, we call it bromide photos.
Bromide photos.
Yeah. And this refers to the type of paper that the picture is printed on. And it includes, well, the pictures are very shiny. Kira kira, nice and glossy. It's called silver bromide, which is used in creating these photos.
So it's a technical term?
You got it. So, now that we have that little background cleared up, are we ready to hear the conversation?
Hi!
Now, this conversation is between?
Friends.
So, what kind of Japanese will we be using?
Casual.
Informal Japanese, plain Japanese. A male and a female. So, please listen for the clear difference between the male speaker and the terminology and the words he's using and the female speaker. There are certain, well, feminine characteristics about the female speaker.And masculine characteristics about the male speaker. Okay, are we ready?
はい。
Here we go.
このお店、写真だらけだね。
すごいわね。誰の写真かしら？
日本のアイドルとか有名人じゃない？
どこも一緒ね。
知ってる？こういう写真をこっちでは、ブロマイドっていう。
へえ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
このお店、写真だらけだね。
すごいわね。誰の写真かしら？
日本のアイドルとか有名人じゃない？
どこも一緒ね。
知ってる？こういう写真をこっちではブロマイドって言う。
へえ。
次は英語が入ります。
このお店写真だらけだね。
This shop is full of photos.
すごいわね。誰の写真かしら？
Wow, I wonder whose photos they are.
日本のアイドルとか有名人じゃない？
I guess they're Japanese idols or celebrities.
どこも一緒ね。
They're all the same.
知ってる？こういう写真をこっちではブロマイドっていう。
In Japan, they call these bromides.
へえ。
Really?
Naomi-sensei.
はい。
今日の会話どう思いましたか？
ちょっと懐かしいですね。
It's nostalgic. How so?
Yeah, because I've never used this word idol for a long time. I don't know who are today's idols.
Well, let me ask you this. Who were the idols way back when you had idol?
ね、誰にしようかな。光源氏とか SMAP were idols.
Now, SMAP I know, but the other name, what was that? One more time.
光源氏。
Male or female?
Male.
Actor?
They're singer, but they're all four singers.
Ah, so it's a group.
Yeah, they're a group. And they sometimes act, but they're all four actors. I don't know why I liked them.
Oh. Well, yeah, there has to be a reason.
Yeah.
想像してみてください。Ah, there it is.
Hi.
Because they're good looking.
はい、そうですね。
Okay, and what are they doing now?
I haven't seen them. They disappeared.
So anybody with any information on this group, Japanese pod までお願いします。
お願いします。
Oh boy. Okay, let's take a look at some vocab. What do we have first? Naomi sensei, お願いします。
はい。
First we have
ブロマイド写真。
Bromide picture.
ブロマイド写真。ブロマイド写真。
And pitch accent, what's going on here?
ブロロでアップですね。写真。写真。真 is lower.
So, one time fast.
はい。ブロマイド写真。
I see the rise there. ブロマイド写真。
そうそうそう。ブロマイド写真。
One more time, one more time.
ブロマイド写真。
ブロマイド写真。
そうです。Right.
All right. Next we have.
だらけ。
Something is full of.
だらけ。だらけ。
We'll take a look at this a little bit later when we go through the dialogue, because very nice grammar point here.
はい。
Next we have.
すごい。
Amazing. Incredible.
すごい。すごい。
I think my ears are starting to get accustomed to it. The pitch accent here is on the go, right?
はい、そうです。
One more time.
すごい。
すごい。
そうそうそう。
You really want to rise for the go.
はい。
And there are lots of derivatives of this. Guys usually say...
すげえ。
The go gets contracted into...
げ。
げ。
すげえ。
すげー、and you want to hold it. すげー。
そうそうそう。Do you use that expression, すげー?
No comment. And then you'll hear girls, younger girls, really high, really go,
すごい!
その通りです。
I feel embarrassed.
I feel a little embarrassed, too. あのすごいはすごかったです。That すごい was great.
ありがとうございます。I'll take it as a compliment.
Please do. Next we have?
アイドル。
アイドル。
アイドル。アイドル。
Naomi-sensei, can you tell us a little bit more about this word? Does it just mean idol or...
There are singers who are not good at singing, but they're very popular. They're called idols. I mean, アイドル。
So...You know, I think it's not limited to singers only. I know it's referred to some of the actresses and things.
So.
What comes to my mind is Irin. She's the...
Irin, 知ってるの?
Irin.
She's from I can guess
Taiwan.
What kind of magazine you are reading.
No, what TV shows.
TV show, ah, so desu ka.
But no, why it pops into mind is that I don't thinkBesides her physical appearance, I don't think there's anything good about her. Well, I should take that back. No, I mean, referring to like she can't sing or her acting is not that good. And so what her best feature is her physical appearance. So maybe there's this connection there between for someone who's physically attractive, but not so talented in other aspects.
Yeah. And they have to be young, maybe teenagers.So you can't be idol anymore. Too bad.
the subtle nuances of this word. Okay, next we have
有名人.
Famous person, celebrity.
有名人. 有名人.
Here we have two words, famous and person.
Hi. 有名.
And person is?
人.
So just put them together.
Hi. 有名人.
Famous person, celebrity.
Hi. 有名人.
That's a really good mnemonic. You may know. Huh. I like that. So yeah, you may know this person. You may. すごいな、アミ先生.
ありがとうございます.
By the way, yeah. Should people copy what I just said now? If you're in a classroom and your teacher says something really good, can you say, すごい先生? But I don't know if it's very advisable, but very casual.
そうですね. すごい先生 sounds a bit casual. So if you put desu after すごい, that'd be better.
Sensei, sugoi desu.
So, 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 so.
All right, try that in your classroom. Next we have.
こういう.
Such. Like this.
こういう. こういう.
Now, you can use it to referring to something close by. And when you want to say that something is similar to what you're referring to. And it can be either singular or plural. こういう mono desu, like this kind of thing. Or if it's plural, like these kind of things. Like this. Usually used when describing something, when you can't come up with, when the visual explanation says everything you want to say.
そうですね.
こういう写真, like these pictures.
Hi.
Next we have?
こっち.
This is a contracted form of?
こちら.
Meaning over here or this way, but in a casual way.
Hi, very casual.
So, speaking of casual, let's take a look at the conversation. Okay, first we have, first line.
このお店、写真だらけだね。
This shop is full of photos. Let's take a look. First we have.
この。
This.
お店。
Store. Now, お店 is the polite way of referring to a store. Can we just say 店? That would be okay too?
Hi, そうですね。 Our males often say that.
So, このお店.
Hi.
This store. But here, Tom says, このお店.
そうですね.
Which is kind of polite.
Yeah, polite.
So, just want to let you know, both are okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is followed by?
写真.
Picture?
だらけ.
Kind of like covered in.
Hi.
As we said before, full of.
Hi.
Kind of, think of it this way. When you hear だらけ, lots of the noun it's attached to.
そうですね。So,
だらけ is attached to a noun. In this case, 写真 is the noun. Then we have?
だらけ.
So, 写真, tons of.
はい。
As far as the eye can see.
はい。
And as you can see in the picture, the store is covered wall to wall with 写真.
はい。
Pictures.
My neighbor's house is 猫だらけ.
Tons of cats.
Yeah. I love cats, but... not that much.
Not that many. Yeah. So this is a great word to express the notion that there are tons of, as far as the eye can see,
neko darake. Neko darake.
If a pipe breaks, your place floods, we can say?
Mizu darake.
Covered in water. Water as far as the eye can see. Water everywhere.
Hi.
So very useful.
So desu ne.
Useful expression. And again, it's attached directly to the noun.
Hi.
This is followed by?
だね.
And here we have the plain form of the copula, which is almost equivalent of to be in English. Da and ne. Mm-hmm. So here, prompting a response from the listener. だね. Prompting that response. She follows with?
すごいわね.
Now, very simple. We have すごい, which is wow. In this context, like amazing how many pictures there are. Then we have an interesting sentence ending particle, two of them. We have first,
わ,
which is a feminine expression.
そうですね.
And what is it this expressing here?
You can tell she's surprised.
Yeah, this sentence ending particle is used when something goes beyond expectations. すごいわ. Like she wasn't expecting this many pictures. And the ne is reinforcing this. Then we have?
誰の写真かしら?
I wonder whose photos they are. First we have?
誰?
Who?
No.
It's possessive, so we have whose. Who becomes whose when it's followed by no.
はい。誰の means whose.
Then we have?
写真
Picture. Whose picture? And in this case, plural, whose pictures? Followed by?
かしら
Feminine expression similar to かな。
はい。
Which means, I wonder.
誰の写真かな?
Would be a female speaker or a male speaker. Both、はい、could use this. Kashira、はい、is usually limited to...
Woman.
So, literally, whose pictures, I wonder. But when we translate into English, I wonder whose pictures they are. Then we have... So, an interjection of, a filler. I'm thinking, Then...
日本のアイドルとか有名人じゃない?
I guess they're Japanese idols or celebrities. Let's take a look at this sentence. First we have?
日本
Japan
の
Japan's possessive becomes possessive here.
アイドル
Japan's idols followed by?
とか
This is used to express the notion that things similar and, but the, it's, can be translated asAnd, but the nuance is that there's more than what's said. In addition, in things like this. Followed by?
有名人
So, Japan's celebrities and famous people and the like is what toka indicates, and the like. Followed by?
じゃない?
Which is the plain negative. And here it's used as an English tag question, like an English tag question, isn't it?
そうですね。
So, literally, Japan's idols and the like celebrities, right?
そうです right.
And we translate this, I guess, because you're kind of wondering out loud, and I guess they're Japanese idols and or celebrities. This is followed by?
どこも一緒ね。
They're all the same. どこも is everywhere, 一緒, same. ね is right. Everywhere, same, right?And again, it's the context. Everywhere here is referring to the pictures. Everywhere they're the same. Then we have?
知ってる?
Did you know? And this is an expression you hear all the time when speaking casual Japanese.
そうですね。
知ってる?
知ってる? とかわかる?
Can we just go with the intonation here?
はい。知ってる?
Do you know? Did you know? Literally, knowing?
はい。
But again, the person who is doing the knowing, or the person who knows is inferred,Do you know is what it literally means. But when we translate, it's like, did you know? Like, confirming, we want an answer out of you. 知ってる? Did you know or did you not know? Then we have?
こういう写真をこっちでは、ブロマイドっていう。
In Japan, we call these bromide pictures. So we start off with こういう, the like. And this is referring to something nearby you. こういう is...Something nearby you or something that was said, just said. And we're talking about here?
写真
So these type of pictures, the pictures like this. This is marked by the object marking particle.
お
Followed by?
こっち
And what are we referring to here? こっち
日本
Yeah. In Japan. こっちで Here we refer to it. And literally it's here, but here is referring to Japan.
はい。
And the interesting thing here is we mark this with?
でわ
Yeah, not にわ、こっちでは、Here we refer to it as. Followed by?
ブロマイド
Bromides. Followed by?
て
Which is contraction of?
と
In textbooks you'll see という、はい、But in spoken Japanese most of the time it gets contracted to て Followed by?
言う
To say.So, literally, like these pictures, here, bromides say. And in Japan, because here we call these bromides.
そうですね。こういう写真を日本ではブロマイドと言います。
Is what you would find in a textbook.
はい。
But here we have the casual form.
はい。
And then finally we have...
へぇ。
Which is a Japanese interjection used to express surprise or astonishment.
Yeah, I see.
yeah, but you don't want to use this at a business meeting.
No, no, no. You never say this phrase to your boss.
Never. All right, that is going to do it for today. Naomi-sensei, anything else to add?
In our PDF, there's a grammar point, right? And there are two examples in our grammar section. And the first sentence is, この洋服似合ってるじゃない。This intonation should go down.
Go down?
はい。
One more time?
この洋服似合ってるじゃない。
So when you're using it as a tag question, it goes down? Or just this case?
Because it's not a question, is it?
So he's just kind of verbally confirming it.
はい、そうです。
And then what about the other one?
探していたレストランはあれじゃない? It's a question, right?
So when it's a question, it goes up. But if you're just kind of confirming something, it goes down.
はい、そうです。
Can you give us another example of when it would go down?
1たす1は2じゃない。
1 plus 1 is 2, right?
そうです。
So that last right is, you're not really asking for confirmation. You're kind of asking the person, yeah, telling. Reflect yourself.
はい。And maybe a person who are not good at calculating might say, 1 たす1は2じゃない?
Yeah. When the degree of uncertainty is higher, it's rising intonation.
はい。
But when you're sure, it's falling intonation.
その通りです。
All right, that is going to do it for today. See you next week.
このお店、写真だらけだね。
すごいわね。誰の写真かしら。
日本のアイドルとか有名人じゃない?
どこも一緒ね。
知ってる?こういう写真をこっちでは、ブロマイドっていう。
へー。